Because you're among us. And you know our heart. So with your hymn, we praise you, anticipating your second coming. So we also remember your birth 2,000 years ago. Because you're Almighty God, you're also a perfect God and perfect person. So you are of God. And you also merciful, knows the perfect man. We will worship with Pastor Ni and his wife. So we're touched in our heart. We know you're caring for me all the time. With a groan and prayer, you intercede for us. Because your promise will never be empty. Because you tell us yourself, as long as given by the Father, I will not lose any. May your mercy and grace encircle us so that we can enter your rest, so that we can have hope. We prepare our heart to celebrate your birth, Christmas. Let's pray for this church. We pray for the world and United States. So may your sovereignty be worshipped in the whole world. So may all the leaders have mercy to serve their country. Many party in America claim to be Christian. May they walk their walk, not just talk. We just finished the election in California, regardless of all the officials. May your reign supreme and everybody truly worship it as the only Lord. We pray for our ministry in the 2023. Especially the cell group media and youth. May we all willing to accept and change. But ultimately, glory to be with you. We praise you for the leadership of the cell groups and many other co-workers. We know it's not easy to serve. Let's pray for the co-worker in love, mercy, and grace. May your grace be upon us, bestowed your wisdom. Pray for the health for brother and sister, either in traveling or healing. So especially our new visitor, Brother Tang, and his mom and his wife came down ill. Also the nephew, Sister Li Mei, so that he can recover soon. May there be weakness in physical or spiritual, we pray for those. We also pray all the spirituality and physical health for all the brothers and sisters. And also pray for the growth of this church. May you bring more seekers. Encourage us to walk beyond the box. We should not stand put in the beginning of the gospel. So we want people to know Jesus. We also like to live in Matthew chapter 28. We go and tell the word and spread the gospel. Pray for our youth. May they grow in your life and truth. And pray for our pastor Nee. May your words through his sermon to help us. Dear brother and sister, let's pray together. May our church be the light and salt in this community. And with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And a home to everyone. This is our prayer. We pray in Jesus' victorious name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Peace be with you, brother and sister. So we're so pleased to have Pastor Nee preaching for us. To live out a life showing the real faith. Now we give the podium to Pastor Nee. Pastor Zhou and brother and sister, peace be with you.
谢谢周牧师还有教会同工的邀请, 让我再一次回到
Thanks for the invitation from pastor and co-worker. I can be here again.
我很高兴看到神差派他的牧者使女来到这个地方来牧养各位。
I'm so pleased that the God sent the shepherd for this church.
我深信每一个在教会牧会的牧者都是神所差派的。
So every pastor was sent as a shepherd by God.
你们必须要向神献上感恩。
You need to give thanks to the Lord.
更要在圣灵的引导当中来顺服牧者的带领，来传扬主的救恩。Submit
it to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and spread the gospel.
我们已经进入了十二月，接近欧美国家最看重的圣诞节的时候。We're
into December, near the most important holiday season in the United States and Europe.
各位，你们的家庭会过圣诞节吗？ 教会会庆祝圣诞节吗？
Are you having family gathering, church celebrating Christmas?
我问大家一个问题, 是不是会过圣诞节的都是基督徒?
Let me ask you, do Christians all celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, 我想大家都会同意, 答案是否定的, 非基督徒也会过圣诞节。
We all agree, not so, non-Christian also celebrate Christmas.
我再问各位一个问题, 是不是所有基督徒都过圣诞节?
Then another question, do all Christians celebrate Christmas?
也许你不知道，这个答案也是否定的。有些教会基督徒是不过圣诞节的。Perhaps
you're not aware it's negative also. Some churches and Christians do not celebrate Christmas.
你会不会很好奇为什么他们不过圣诞节？
Aren't you curious why they don't?
因为现在圣诞节定在12月25日，而圣经没有记载耶稣诞生就在这一天。Christmas
now on December 25th, not recorded in Bible that Jesus was born on this day.
甚至 从圣经的描述来看，耶稣降生应该不在这个日子或这个时期。
Even in Bible, no record of Jesus was born on this day or this period.
更确切来说，12月25日的圣诞节的来源有异教的背景，不合适被教会拿来跟复活节来相提并论。
Actually, there was secular origin from Christmas on December 25th, not equal to Easter among churches.
更何况现今的圣诞节已经充斥了各种的商业气息。
Especially nowadays, commercialism permeating Christmas seasons.
圣诞礼物还有团圆聚餐已经模糊了，甚至取代了耶稣基督降生的信息。
Christmas gifts and family gathering blurred and replaced the message of the birth of Jesus Christ.
但是各位不要误会，我不反对过圣诞节，更不反对，或者说我更赞成教会在圣诞节的时候举办各样的聚会。
Do not mistake, I do not object to celebrate Christmas, nor special Christmas events in churches. Actually, I prefer it.
关键是教会和信徒在过圣诞节的时候的心态是什么？
The key is the attitude for Christian and churches for Christmas.
Okay, 好。还有更重要的是，在圣诞节的时候，基督徒要传递出来的信息是什么？
The key is the attitude for Christians and churches for Christmas.
从圣经来看，虽然这个世界是敌对神还有属神的人。
Biblically speaking, this world antagonizes God and people of God.
不过圣经从来没有教导信徒受洗以后要离开这个世界，独自去过生活。
Yet Bible does not teach that after baptism, Christians should leave this world to live alone.
反而耶稣基督的大使命要每一个信徒为主做见证，为主得人。
Instead, Jesus gave the great commission to every Christian to witness and win people for God.
但是要见证基督完成大使命，光是庆祝圣诞节是不够的。
In order to witness and fulfill the Great Commission, celebrating Christmas alone is not enough.
甚至只是固定参加教会的聚会也远远不够。
Even regular attendance to church gathering also insufficient.
问题是，我们该怎么做才能够展现我们真实的信仰呢？这是我今天要跟各位来思想的。
Then how to really manifest our true belief? That is what I want to discuss with you today.
今天的经文也许跟圣诞节没有关系，但是我认为对于基督徒而言，它比过圣诞节更重要。
Today's verses may not have anything to do with Christmas, but to me, they are more important to Christian than celebrating Christmas.
我们来看今天的经文，今天的经文是在哥林多前书第九章十九到二十七节。
So the verses today is 1 Corinthians chapter 19 to 27.
我们先看十九到二十二节，我先念中文。然后我们再念英文。我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。像犹太人，我就做犹太人，为要得犹太人。像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，为要得律法以下的人。像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，为要得没有律法的人。其实我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人。像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。
Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone.To win as many as possible, to the Jews, I became like a Jew. To win the Jews, to those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law.To the weak, I became weak. To win the weak, I have become all things to all people, so that all possible means I might save some.
第二十三节，凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡较力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。我是攻克己身，叫身服我。恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games go into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
今天我要讲的题目是活出真实信仰的人生。
My sermon title is Live Out a Life Showing Real Faith.
我想从我们刚刚读的这段经文当中，我们可以知道使徒保罗也面对这样的一个挑战。
From the verses, I think Apostle Paul was facing a challenge.
保罗从小就接受了摩西律法还有犹太主义的教导，但是他却跟随了耶稣。
He was educated from childhood about Mosaic law and Judaism, yet he followed Jesus.
他身为犹太人，却蒙召去做了外邦人的使徒，向外邦人来传福音。
As a Jew, he was called to be apostle to Gentiles, spreading the gospel to them.
谈到人格分裂，大概没有比保罗更厉害的了。
Paul perhaps has the most extreme case of split personalities.
但是从保罗的书信的当中，我们就却可以知道他有非常清楚的自我认知，还有他的中心思想。
But from Paul's epistles, we can tell he had clear self-awareness and core ideas.
保罗非常清楚知道他在做什么，他该有什么样的态度，他一点都不混乱。
He knew what he was doing with proper attitude, no confusion at all.
除了一些别有用心的人以外，也没有人会怀疑他是基督使徒的这一个身份。
Other than people with own agenda, nobody was doubting his status as apostle of Jesus Christ.
换句话说，保罗的人生，他活出了真实的信仰。
In other words,Paul has lived out a life showing true faith.
保罗是怎么做到的呢？从保罗的这一段的自述的当中，我们可以看见三个点。
How did he do it? From his own words, we can see three aspects.
第一点是为了基督成为仆人。
First, for Christ become a servant.
这是保罗的认定他自我的身份。不论在基督徒的群体当中，或是在不信的人当中，他都持守这样子的心态。他自己是一个仆人。
Paul acknowledged his own status, be among Christian or non-Christian, he maintained the same attitude as a servant.
第二点，为了福音，他智慧行事。
Secondly, for the gospel, behave with wisdom.
这是保罗他在生活当中所扮演的角色，在面对不同群体的时候，他会运用智慧来决定该如何行事。
That was his role in life when facing different groups.He would use wisdom to decide how to behave.
第三点，他为了奖赏，他付上代价。
Thirdly, for the prize, pay the price.
这是保罗的人生目标，他要得到天上的奖赏。为了达到那个目标，他愿意付上任何的代价。
That is his goal in life in order to obtain heavenly award. As his goal, he will have to pay any. He is willing to pay any price.
首先，让我们来看第一点，就是为了基督成为仆人。
First, for Christ, become a servant.
我们再来看这一节第九十九节。我虽是自由的，无人辖管；然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。
Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible.
在这节经文当中，有一个非常突出的重点，就是保罗甘心做仆人。
The bullet point is Paul willing to be slave to everyone under bondage for all.
但是大家要注意的，保罗说的不只是做仆人而已，而是做众人的仆人。
Pay attention not just as servant but to all.
如果保罗说他是基督的仆人，我想我们一点问题都没有。
If Paul only mentioned he is a servant of Christ, we will have no problem about that.
但是保罗是说他做众人的仆人。众人是每一个人，所有的人，包括信的人，还有不信的人。
But he said under bondage for all, to everyone, believer and non-believer alike.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意成为不信的人的仆人吗？
Are you willing to be servants of non-believers?
你会不会说，我凭什么要去做那些不信的人的仆人？他们值得吗？
Why should I? Are they worthy?
不信的人，他们抵挡神，通常他们对于基督徒怀有戒心，还有敌对的态度。我们还要去成为他们的仆人吗？是还是不是？
Non-believer oppose God, guard against Christians. Are we going to be their servant? Yes or no?
这个答案是肯定的，这就是保罗的意思。
Paul answered a resounding yes.
世人越是敌对基督教和基督徒，我们越是要以仆人的心态去面对他们。为什么？
The more the world antagonizes Christianity and Christian, the more we should face them with the mind of a servant. Why?
为的是得着他们。
To win them for God.
我跟各位讲一个例子。有一次我回台湾去探亲，遇到了一个亲戚，她是一位女性，她不是基督徒，但是人非常的精明能干。
I was visiting relatives in Taiwan and met a female relative.He's a non-believer, but he's very sharp.
他在公司里面职位已经非常的高了，是集团老板非常信任的一个高阶主管。
A high-ranking executive, she has the ears of the boss.
前一年呢，老板要他接手一个刚买来的一个公司，全新的领域，公司里没有人做过这样的事情。
A year ago, her boss wanted her to be in charge of a newly acquired company in a brand new field.For the whole company.
老板问他愿不愿意去接手这个公司，他考虑之后接下了这个挑战。
Her boss asked her whether she was willing, and she decided to take on the challenge.
结果一年之后，他把公司做得有声有色，比以前更好。
A year later, the new company performed better than ever.
我从不怀疑，以他的工作能力，他绝对可以把这个工作做好。
I never doubt her ability at work. She is so capable.
我好奇的是，他怎么能够让公司里面原有的老同工愿意全力配合他去打拼
？Curious for me how she motivate her subordinate to work hard.
我问他，他这样回答我，他说要把公司管好，要得员工的心。
Her answer, win some first.
进公司以后的第一个月。他什么都不做，也都不说，只是观察公司的运作还有人事。
During first month, she did nothing, said nothing, just observed the operations and personnel.
一个月以后，他找员工来开会，对他们说：“我是从外面空降下来的人，如果你们不愿意在我的带领之下，现在就可以离职。”
A month later, she had a meeting with employees and told them, "I was paratrooped to be the top person. If you are not willing to follow me, you can resign now."
但是如果你们愿意留下来跟我一起打拼，我会为你们负责，会为你们谋求最大的福祉。
If you decide to stay and work hard together, I'll be responsible to maximize your benefits and welfare.
真的，到了年终的时候，扣掉公司要保留下来的一些的利润，他把大部分的红利都分给了员工。
At the end, she kept a portion of the profit for the company and gave most out as bonus.
但是同时，他也得着了一群愿意为他打拼的优秀的员工。
She has won over a group of hardworking employees.
弟兄姐妹，今天在教会外面也有许多非常优秀的人才。
There are many capable persons outside the church.
也许他们不信主，但他们的所作所为仍然值得我们去借鉴，因为他们所做的做法符合圣经真理的原则。
They may be non-believers. We can still learn from them if what they are.Doing following the biblical principle.
我们来看一节经文是马可福音的十章四十五节。耶稣说：“因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。”
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
这是耶稣亲自讲的话。他清楚地阐明神的儿子来到世上的目的是什么。
This is from Christ clearly stating the purpose of the Son of God on earth.
就是救赎世人，他所要扮演的角色就像仆人一样。
To redeem people as a servant.
什么是仆人？当然，我们不能用一般的想法来说，耶稣是世人的仆人，因为耶稣是神，是主， 我们才是他的仆人。
What is a servant? Generally thinking need not apply as Jesus is a servant to the world. Because Jesus is the Lord and God, we should be his servant.
但是耶稣在地上所做的事就是服事的事情，像仆人一样，他是为了服事对象的利益而做，那就是仆人的态度。
Yet Jesus did everything for our benefit. This is the attitude of a servant.
我想其中的关键就是益处。一个人不为他自己，而是为了他人的益处而做，从某一个角度来看，他就是扮演仆人的角色。
The key is beneficial, not for self, but for others. Then it is a role as a servant.
其实保罗是在效法耶稣的榜样，他因为耶稣基督舍命的服事而得着了自由。
Paul modeled after Jesus Christ. He was free from Christ sacrificing his own life.
现在，他也因着感恩，保罗因着感恩，他愿意放下自己的自由，成为别人的仆人。
Now with thanksgiving, he was willing to lay down his own freedom to become servant to others.
为着那些还没有得救的人，或者已经得救的信徒的益处而去做事。
To save the non-believer or for the benefits of believers.
我的那位亲戚的做法，其实并不完全是为了别人的益处，其中当然有他个人的成就跟好处。
My relative was not all altruism. It benefits herself.And achieve her goal.
但也就是因为他愿意多花一点的心思在员工的身上，愿意给他们多一点的利益还有帮助，就赢得了员工的心。
Yet because she was willing to spend more thoughts on employees with more help and benefits, she won them over.
弟兄姐妹，你有从中得到了一些的启发吗？
Brother and sister, are you inspired by this?
一个企业家能够成功不是没有原因的。
Entrepreneurial success is not random.
同样的，有很多信徒能够为主得赢得失丧的灵魂，也不是没有原因的。
In the same token, there's why a successful Christian able to win lost soul for the Lord.
我们各位，一个不信的人，他最在乎的是什么？
What does a non-believer care about?
他在乎你讲的福音信息有多么精彩，口才有多么好吗？
About your eloquence in preaching gospel?
当然把福音讲得清楚明白是非常重要，非常有帮助的，但那绝对不是最重要的。
It helps, but absolutely not the most important.
一个在软弱当中需要福音的人，最在乎的是是否有人关心他。
A weak person in need of gospel cares most about what cares about him.
如果你愿意为他的益处多走一里路，多花一点的心思和时间，他就会被你感动。
If you're willing to walk an extra mile, spend more time and thought for him, then she'll be touched.
即使那一个人没有立即信主，他也会把基督徒的善意放在心中，因为那个是真实信仰的展现。
Even that person did not accept God on the spot, he or she perhaps would keep Christian goodwill on his or her mind.
当有一天时间到的时候，他第一个就会想到你，因为其实福音已经传出去了。
When time comes, he or she will first think about you because gospel has been shared.
弟兄姐妹，圣诞节到了，你的心中有没有浮现一些人是你要去关心的？
Now is Christmas. Anyone on your mind to care for?
求神帮助你以耶稣基督的心为心，用神的爱，以仆人的心态去帮助他们吧。
May God help you have the heart of Christ, help those people with love of God and servant's mind.
当你这么做的时候，你会发现你的信仰变得非常的真实。
When you do so, you will discover that your faith becomes so real.
以仆人的心态去服事是得人的第一步，但我们的做法必须有智慧。
For the gospel behave with wisdom. Servant's mind is the first step to win soul, but we should do it with wisdom.
让我们来看第二点，就是为了福音智慧行事。
The second key point for the gospel behave with wisdom.
22到23节，向软弱的人我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人，向什么样的人我就做什么样的人，无论如何总要救些人，凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I may save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
弟兄姐妹，当你读到这两节经文的时候，你有什么感觉？
What do you feel when you read about these two verses?
有一句俗语说，见什么人说什么话。我们会用这种的形容词，这句形容词来形容那个善变没有原则的人。你觉得保罗是这样子的人吗？
Adage has a people skill, crafty. We regard it as spineless, without principle. Do you think Paul is such?
其实恰好相反，保罗绝对不是一只变色龙或者是墙头草。
Quite the contrary, Paul definitely not a chameleon or fence sitting.
其实就是因为保罗是一个非常有原则的人，所以他才会这么做。我解释给各位听。
He's a man of principle to do so. Let me explain.
我想到我们在民主国家有两种的政治人物我用他们来做比喻。一个是政客，就是民选的官员；另外一个是大使，是一个公务员。
We can use the analogy of two kinds of political figures in democracy: politician.Elected official than a bureaucrat, civil servant, or ambassador.
我们就可以说，保罗就不是一个政客，而是一个大使。
We can say Paul is not a politician, but an ambassador.
政客最注重的是什么？是形象。最没有的是什么？是原则。
What matters the most to politician, image is everything. What is lacking the most, principle.
大使刚好相反。大使呢的外在的表现可能会有变化，但是最注重的就是原则。
Ambassador quite the opposite. How they act may vary, but principle matters the most.
为什么会这样子呢？因为对于政客而言，因为有选票的压力，政客会因为选民的喜好、政治上的利益，随时更改原则或政见。
Politician cave in to pressure of voters, poll numbers, cater to electorate to gain political favor, then they change political position or principles often.
但是大使不一样，大使他们不需要选举，他们代表国家出使别国，在不同的国家地区，对于不同的文化，他们会使用不同的语文还有表达的方式。
But ambassadors are different, no need to be elected. They represent home country in another country with different culture. They speak different language and express a certain way.
但是表达的内容却是不变的，就是自己国家的主张，因为它代表它的国家。
The content they express is always the same, interests of own country they represent.
保罗蒙召成为外邦人的使徒，使徒原本的意思是使者，就是大使。
Paul was called to be apostle to Gentile. Apostle means sent or emissary.
圣经中的使徒都是天国的大使，他们都在传扬天国的主张。
All apostles in Bible are ambassadors from heaven. They all spread the idea of kingdom of heaven.
比起其他的使徒，保罗更有先天的优势。
Compared to other apostles, Paul possessed natural advantage.
保罗不但是一个血统纯正的犹太人，他更生来就是罗马公民。
He was an Orthodox Jew and Roman citizen.
就像今天出生在美国的华裔一样，既是华人也是美国的公民。
Just as ABC, Chinese and American citizen.
所以保罗可以更好地接触犹太人还有外邦人。那是神为保罗所做的特别的安排。
So Paul can deal with Jews and Gentiles alike, specially arranged by God for him.
但是请注意，保罗从来不滥用他犹太人和罗马公民的身份。
However, Paul never abused his status as Jew and Roman citizen.
保罗凭着智慧去与不同的人去接触，他注意，他不要去冒犯他们。目的是为了福音赢得他们。
He dealt with wisdom among different people without offending them. The goal was to win them with gospel.
对于犹太人，虽然保罗在基督里面是得了自由的，但他不在犹太人面前炫耀他的自由，为的是得着他的同胞。
As a Jew, Paul was set free in Christ, yet he did not boast his freedom in the presence of Jews to win over his compatriot.
各位记得吗？圣经当中有一个记载，当保罗经过路斯德的时候，他遇见了提摩太，他觉得提摩太非常的优秀，想要带他一起去宣教。
Remember when Paul met Timothy in Lystra, he would like to take him alone for mission because he was outstanding.
但是有一个问题，提摩太的母亲是犹太人，他的父亲却是希腊人，所以他没有受过割礼。
Yeah, there was an issue. Timothy's mom was a Jew, father a Greek. He was not circumcised.
虽然没有必要需要受割礼，但是为了传福音给犹太人，保罗还是给提摩太行了割礼，因为犹太人非常在意这件事情。
Even it was not necessary, but for the sake of sharing gospel among Jews, Paul still circumcised Timothy, since it matters to Jews.
另外，保罗非常的熟悉摩西律法，他深知摩西律法里面有神的公义，还有神的真理。
Besides, Paul was well versed in Mosaic law and understood God's righteousness and truth in the law.
虽然律法很好，但是对于外邦人，保罗不会把律法强加在外邦人的身上，特别是那些律法的规条。
But to Gentile, Paul would not impose laws on them.
因为保罗知道信耶稣更重要，借着耶稣，外邦人就可以得着神的义。
For Paul knew Christ was more important. By faith through Jesus, Gentile can receive God's righteousness.
其实保罗是以耶稣基督为榜样。
Actually, Paul modeled after Christ.
当犹太人的拉比，那个犹太拉比叫做尼哥底母，他晚上来找耶稣的时候，耶稣跟这位犹太人的老师谈的是重生的问题。
When Jewish Rabbi Nicodemus visited Christ during the night, he discussed how to be born again.
但是当耶稣到了撒玛利亚城，面对中午出来打水的这个妇人，他们交谈的话题却改变了，就从一个非常生活化的问题，就是喝水开始。
When Jesus came to Samaria, chatted with the woman at the well at noon about cultural issue of drinking water as a starter.
耶稣懂得如何抓住切入话题的技巧，让人不会拒绝他，反而更有兴趣来跟他接触。
Jesus knew the tack of conversation on ramp, so not to be rejected.To serve up interest for more interaction.
保罗进入宣教工厂的时候，他走进犹太人的会堂，他跟犹太人谈的是什么呢？是旧约以色列人的先祖。
When Paul entered the field of evangelism in Jewish temple, he talked about patriarch in Old Testament.
当他进入外邦人的群体，他又对希腊人谈的是创造世界的神，因为这是那些希腊人他们有兴趣的话题。
Among Gentiles, he discussed creator of the world with Greek because it was a topic of their interest.
换句话说，保罗随时关注他听众的需要。
In other words, Paul was always in tune with his audience.
以上谈到的都是圣经当中的例子，多得不胜枚举，可见以智慧行事对于基督徒来说何等的重要。
There are numerous examples in the Bible, so it is important for Christians to behave with wisdom.
那么在今天的时代，你我可以怎么做呢？
Then in this day and age, how should we behave?
各位知道幸福小组吗？幸福小组是最近几年神在教会当中兴起的一个传福音的一种的方式。
Do you remember a happiness group? That's one way quite popular nowadays to spread the gospel.
我记得我在参加幸福小组研习会的时候，听到一位姐妹的分享。
So when I attend happiness group seminar, a sister shared.
当他要找人来参加福音聚会的时候，他居然没有邀请的对象，为什么？
About no one to invite over for evangelical meeting. Why?
因为基督徒当久了，周围只有基督徒的朋友，没有未信的人。
Because she's been Christian for a long time, no more non-Christian friends or non-believer friends.
他该怎么办呢？
So what should he she do?
他为了打进非基督徒的群体，他跟未信者去唱卡拉 OK。
To mingle with non-Christians, she joined them for karaoke.
因为未信者喜欢唱歌，他就跟他们去唱歌，为了认识他们，得着他们。
Since many non-believers enjoy singing, she would join singing to know them and win them over.
在新冠疫情发生以前，我跟师母曾经回 台湾去探亲过，那一次我们跟两个人谈过话。
Before the pandemic, my wife and I visited Taiwan and had a conversation with two people.
一个是我的同学，一个是师母的同学，他们两个都是基督徒，他们都用不同的方式来分享和见证他们的信仰。
One was my classmate, the other my wife's classmate, all Christian. They used different ways to witness and share their beliefs.
他们是怎么做的呢？我的同学是一所大学管理学院的院长，他开了很多 EMBA 的课程。
So my classmate is a dean of School of Management, offer many executive MBA program.
EMBA 我不知道大家知不知道，就是那种高阶企业管理硕士的课程。他的学生呢都是社会上成功的老板或高阶的管理干部，他们回到学校再去进修。
Enrolled by many successful CEO or high-ranking executive to advance their studies.
我的同学在编写课程的时候呢，他把圣经的原则放进教材里面，甚至标明出处，就是圣经的书卷和章节，好比说以赛亚书几章几节，他把它写在他的课程里面。
So my classmate put biblical principle into his teaching materials, quoting the books and verses in bibliography.
所以即使不是基督徒的商业人士，他们也都知道我的同学是信耶稣的人。
Even non-believers students know he's a Christian.
后来我在一个教会里面遇到一位临时的访客，他就是我同学的学生，还跟我谈起到他。
Then I met one visitor to a church, a student of my classmate, and we talked about him.
至于师母的同学，他怎么做呢？他在国外居住了多年，后来回到家乡，在教会举办的社区服务中心里面担任英文课程的老师。
As for my wife's classmate, she lived abroad for years before returning. She teaches English in a community service center operated by church.
虽然不是什么了不起的工作，但是也在利用所学和他的长处，为了福音的缘故尽一份心力。
Though nothing glamorous, she is using her expertise and learning for the sake of the gospel.
其实我认为服事不论大小高或低，我相信主都会纪念。
Regardless high or low, big or small, in serving, God remembers.
因为主不看我们所没有的，而是看我们所有的，以及我们是否好好地运用我们所能的。
God is about availability, not just about ability.
弟兄姐妹，你是如何传福音的？你那一套是什么？管用吗？你得了多少人？
Brother and sister, how do you share gospel? What is your go-to method, working or not? How many have you won over?
如果你很久没有为主得人了，你愿意是否愿意在主的面前寻求？你如何能够可以为主得到更多的人？
If it has been a while, are you willing to seek more to win over for the Lord?
如果我们只有一套福音的传福音的福音公式或者是招数，一定要不信的人来配合我们的方式。
If we only possess one set of evangelical formula for all believer, one trick pony.
就像大卫要去打哥利亚的时候，他开始的时候他穿的是扫罗的盔甲，那个非常的别扭，而且没有什么果效，而且最后反而让他会跌倒，所以他干脆不用。
It will be like David wearing armors of Saul to fight Goliath. It does not help but stumble.
我想大家不会否认，现今的时代日新月异，不断的在改变的当中。
No denying there's change all the time, renewed daily.
但愿我们大家在圣经真理的原则之下，跟随时代的步伐，不断的前进，学习新的思维方式，还有做事的方法，去为主得人。
I hope we learn new ways of thinking based on biblical principle moving forward to win more for God.
如果你自己觉得你的一个人的能力有限，我们可以在教会里面，在牧师的带领之下，可以用不同的人，跟不同恩赐的人一起组成一个团队，一同来传扬福音，展现我们的信仰。
We may be limited individually, but teaming up with people of different talents under the leadership of pastor.Sharing gospel together manifests our belief.
各位，你听到现在，你会不会觉得责任很重大，挑战很大呢？
Are you feeling the burden of responsibility and challenges?
没错，神国的使命是很大的， 但奖赏也很大，需要我们努力不懈，努力不懈坚持下去。
It is a great commission to serve, but with great reward also. We need striving and persisting.
现在我们来看第三点，为了奖赏付上代价。
Thirdly, for the prize, pay the price.
25-27节，凡教力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Everyone who competes in the games go into strict training.They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
从这两节的经文，你们可不可以抓住保罗所要描述的一幅的 图像
For these two verses, can you depict a picture described by Paul?
我们都知道现今的奥林匹克运动会呢是源自古希腊。
We all know Olympics originated from ancient Greece.
在这里保罗就是以古希腊的运动员参加比赛的图像来鼓励信徒在属灵的道路上面持续的奔跑。
Paul used the image of athletes competing during ancient games to encourage believers to run a race on spiritual track.
在古希腊的运动员运动会当中，谁可以参加？只有希腊的公民可以参加。
Who could participate? Only Greek citizens.
参加者不是为了得着希腊公民的身份去竞赛，而是为了得奖赏。
Participants were not about Greek citizenship, but for awards.
同样的，保罗说，新约的信徒在属灵道路上的追求，还有努力，还有参加服事，不是为了得救，而是为了得奖赏。
Similarly, Paul said, "Believer in New Testament strive, pursue, participate, serve on spiritual paths, not just for salvation, but a war."
我想没有一个体育的赛事是有例外的。如果为了要得奖而去参加比赛，你就必须付上代价。
Without exception, in order to win at competitions, we have to pay the price.
付上的时间和精力越多，成果也越大。
The more the time and effort, the more the reward.
虽然有的时候可能不是那么成正比，但是不付代价一定没有成果，那是可以确定的。
It may not pan out proportionally, but for sure, no price for sure without paying the price.
保罗说，在场上比赛的运动员他们那么努力，在训练的期间，他们严格约束自己。
Athletes strive in competition with strict training regimen in discipline.
他们作息有规律，饮食非常的健康，绝对不可以吃垃圾食物。
So dieting absolutely no junk food.
更在日复一日、年复一年的训练当中提升自己的能力。
Day after day, year after year, better and better.
他们为的是什么呢？为的不过就是那一刹那的荣耀，再加上一个奖牌。
Just for a moment's glory and a medal.
他们就花上了经年累月的功夫，牺牲不可谓不大。
Quite a sacrifice.
但是保罗说，神要给我们的却是在天上永远不会坏的冠冕还有荣耀。
But Paul said, God prepared for us imperishable crown and glory in heaven.
那个奖赏难道不值得我们花更多的心思，付上更大的代价去追求吗？
The award worthy of more price and effort to go after.
保罗看得非常的清楚，他要追求的目标是什么。
Paul was very clear of the goal to go after.
所以他不会随便乱跑，他不会随便乱打，他所做的每一件事情都是为了达到他的目标。
He did everything with a purpose, wasting no time and energy, not aimless.
他甚至还说，他一面往前跑，同时还鼓励别人跟他一起跑。
He even mentioned that he strained forward, also encouraged others to run with him.
但是还有一件事情他必须要注意的，就是他不要了为了太多其他的琐事来分心， 以至于他丧失原有的专注的心，反而让他失去了资格。
Another thing, he minded not to get distracted by trivial matters, not to lose focus and be qualified.
在经文当中，保罗讲到了弃绝，他原文是 disapprove, 不被认可，或者是 disqualified, 被取消资格的意思。
So abandon sometimes means disapprove or disqualified.
换句话说，我们忙活了半天，最后白忙一场。
In other words, all for naught.
有一次我的另外一个同学，他也是基督徒，他送给我了一张照片，照片下面的文字是，我太太常常利用时间认真读经，让我真惭愧。
Another classmate of mine, also a Christian, sent me a photo with the inscription, my wife wastes no time seriously studying Bible, put me to shame.
各位，你知道我怎么回复他吗？我回复他的是，不要花时间惭愧，花时间去读圣经吧，再给他一个微笑。
Guess how I responded? No time to regret, just spend more time in Bible and emoji smile.
弟兄姐妹，真的，这是我心中最真实的想法。
Really, that is how I really think.
与其看别人运动参加比赛觉得惭愧，还不如自己也跳下去一起参加。
Participate is better than watch competition.
我曾经跟很多人分享过，我觉得现代一般教会的最大的问题就是20%的信徒去做80%的服事。
I have shared the 80-20 rules as the major challenge for churches because 20% of the congregants perform 80% of the ministry.
也就是说，在竞赛的场地上，少数人在努力的往前跑，大部分的人在看热闹。
In competition, audience is always much more than competitors.
最近最热门的运动是什么？就是足球。今年2022年的世界杯足球赛吸引了全世界人民的关注。
So this year, the most popular 2020 World Cup attracts fans all over the world.
冠军赛还没有出来，所以这是以前的照片。
So this is 4 years ago, France won the World Cup.
那人们对这个足球赛无比的疯狂，他们花了好几百元甚至上千元的门票去看那些年薪千万美元的这些的运动员来比赛。
People spend hundreds and thousands of dollars for tickets to watch multimillionaires of athletes compete.
看完了一场球，自己的球队赢了，他们的兴奋得不得了。
You're on cloud nine when your team won.
但是仔细想想，其实这也蛮虚空的，因为除了情感上的刺激以外，什么都没有得到。
But other than sensual stimuli, you gain nothing.
因为参加比赛拿高薪的得奖杯的都是球员，而不是观众，这不是一个很讽刺的一件事情吗？
The players receive huge salaries and trophies. Audience get nothing. How ironic!
弟兄姐妹，看球赛没有问题啊，因为我也看球赛。不过那不过是一种的娱乐而已。
So I'm a sports fan, but sports are just entertainment.
但是在属灵的道路上，我们千万不可以只当吃瓜群众。知道吃瓜群众是什么吗？
But on spiritual paths, we shall not be bystanders only.
就是看热闹的人，吃瓜群众就是看热闹的人，不可以只当吃瓜的群众。那上帝的心意和安排是要每一个信徒都要下场参加竞赛。
God's will and plan is for every believer to participate and compete.
因为我们比赛的对象不是其他的信徒，而是我们自己。
Not against each other, but ourselves.
神要我们不断地向目标迈进。今日的我比昨日的我更进步。明日的我比我今日的我更长进。
Strive toward a goal better than yesterday, progress day by day.
明日的我比今天要更长进。
So we should be better than yesterday.
神已经为每一个信徒呢都预备了得胜的冠冕，就看我们要不要去拿。
God has prepared a crown of victory for every believer for us to take.
我们进到今天的结论。
So in conclusion,
今天我的信息是活出真实信仰的人生。
I preach about live out a life showing real faith.
一个信徒要活出真实的信仰，必须清楚地知道他的身份、他的角色，还有他的目标是什么。
As a believer, we should be clear about the status, role, and goal.
首先我们的身份就是仆人，我们当然是主的仆人，但是为了基督的缘故，我们也以仆人的心态去服侍每一个人。
For Christ become a servant, first our status is a servant for the Lord, for the sake of Jesus Christ.
其次，身为基督徒在世上生活，我们要运用智慧去扮好我们的角色，不管你是在什么样的场合扮演什么样的角色，为的是要跟每一个接触的对象分享福音的好处。
So we should play our role in the world with wisdom so that we can share gospel with everyone in contact.
最后，我们要清楚我们人生追求的目标，就是神给我们预备的奖赏，并且付上一切的代价去得着它，我们最后我们才不会后悔。
Lastly, we should be clear about our goal in life.That is the award prepared by God, and pay all the price to get it, so that no regret.
弟兄姐妹，以上说的是使徒保罗的自我认知，还有他的行事准则。
The above is about Paul's self-awareness and principle, how he conducted himself.
你会发觉保罗是在效法耶稣基督的榜样，因为这就是耶稣基督在世的人生。
He modeled after Christ, Christ's life on earth.
回到信息的一开始，我们提到圣诞节快到了，就是圣诞节就是要纪念耶稣基督的诞生。
At the beginning, we mentioned about Christmas in remembrance of the birth of Jesus Christ.
在今年的圣诞节，除了圣诞礼物还有圣诞大餐以外，我们有更进一步的自我的期许吗？
Other than Christmas gift and banquet, do we have more self-expectation?
让我们一同来祷告，来向神做回应。
Respond to the Lord.
主耶稣，我们今天众人侍立在你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are before you.
圣诞节快到了，再一次提醒我们，耶稣降生到世上的目的是什么
？So Christmas is upon us. We have to understand the purpose of Christ coming to earth.
主耶稣，你降生到世界，目的就是要走上十字架的道路，来用你自己的舍己牺牲来拯救世人。
So you were born for the cross to sacrifice yourself to save the world.
你就像仆人一样，为了我们的好处而摆上一切。
So as a servant for our benefits, you gave it all.
我们当我们在纪念你的降生的时候，我们更愿意在你的面前把我们自己献上。
When we remember your birth, we like to devote ourselves.
主耶稣，因为你自己的服事而让我们得着自由。
Because you're serving.We receive your freedom.
如今我们更愿意放下我们的自由，成为仆人，来服侍你，服侍弟兄姐妹，更服侍那些未信的人。
Now we would like to let our freedom to serve you, serve the Lord, and serve the non-believer.
主耶稣，我相信我们这样子的心态，我们这样子的做法，在圣诞节的时候纪念你的降生是更有意义的。
This is the attitude meaningful to remember your birth.
主耶稣，求你在圣诞节的时候带领教会牧者还有各样各位的同工一同来到你的面前，来寻求你自己在这个教会的心意。
So during this Christmas season, so that all the churches and the co-worker understand your will.
求你的圣灵在这个教会加添智慧和能力，让他们能够为主成为美好的见证。
May your Holy Spirit give our power and wisdom so that we can be better witness for you.
让我们不论身处在任何的工作的岗位，或在生活当中所扮演任何的角色，我们都有智慧来行事。
In all the circumstances, in all our role, we have the wisdom to behave.
求主来帮助我们。
May God help us.
也愿意一切荣耀赞美都归给你。
May all the glory be to you.
听我们众人在你面前祷告，我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.